You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today has done more for this country and stood up every single day for the last several years to try to save America. Thank you for joining me, Mike Lindell.
Thanks for having me on.
It's incredible. I just saw you on Monday and you have big news, big things happening. So I'm just going to give you the floor and let the people know where we are, how it's going, because you are positive and you are looking to the future and really, really doing so many great things people need to know about.
Well, there's it's funny because Robin Voss, we got enough petitions on Monday, enough signatures to get him in a recall election. So I thought, wow, I've been waiting for that for a long time. These horrible uniparty Republican blockers. And then Brad Raffensperger, the biggest blocker in this country, bar none. The judge rules that Donald Trump, that case in Georgia about that phone call, that gets the ruling yesterday. And I'm going, wow, these are all happening in 1 week. But the big news, everybody, is today, in about 4 hours, I believe it will be around 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. I just got off the phone with the attorneys. We are bringing a case. He's filing a case with the Supreme Court. And I want to read what it's called. It's a petition for writ of certiorari. And this is a case that we started, that I started back in, I wanted to go state by state back in the day, starting with Arizona. Then we went to Alabama. We were going to go state by state. This is long before the 2022 election. And what it was to take out the machines like their defective devices, some of them with parts made in China, with they're not certified, all these different things. So you come at them from a different angle. Well, in Arizona, we were very grateful. These brave two patriots, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, this is way before their election, the election of 22, they went on as the plaintiffs. And so what happened, though, was then the judge down there, they ruled that you two don't have standing. And they kicked it out on standing. And back then, I'm going, what do you mean they don't have standing? This is the craziest thing ever that they don't have standing when they're running for office. Who does have standing then about these machines, right? So anyway, then it went all the way. We brought it up to the Ninth Circuit and it was appealed to the Ninth Circuit and they affirmed that you don't have standing. And I'm going, I was kind of hoping that would happen because then, because of the standing thing, it opened this door that no man can shut to be able to bring it to the Supreme Court. Well, in the meantime, okay, that court came out and sanctioned the attorneys, probably hoping that would make us back off so that we wouldn't bring it to the Supreme Court. They sanctioned the attorneys, including Alan Dershowitz, which I had hired back then, and he's a Democrat. And I'm going, he's not with it right now, but it made him back off. But he back then when he took on these cases, he was like, you know, we have to protect our country. This isn't about a Democrat or a Republican thing. This is about our election platforms where we need to get to paper ballots hand counted, and we can't have devices, computers and stuff used that are defective, call it defective, hackable, call it whatever you want. Right. And anyway, so this door opened up, everybody. And we walked through it, okay? And today's the day, 6 p.m. Eastern time today. I just got off the phone with the great attorney, Kurt Olson. He has spearheaded this from the beginning. With Kurt's background, he goes all the way back to the Texas-Pennsylvania case, back when the Supreme Court said, we're not looking at this. They said no standing, if everybody remembers, right? Yep. And but I don't want to get cases confused. This open door, their big benefit now, the blessing, is that we're bringing this before them and that writ of certiorari is basically the Supreme Court would look at it and say, hey, these lower courts, they made a horrible decision. Of course, these people had standing. Who does have standing? If we all should have standings in our election, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
And so by doing this, though, a very interesting thing, this is the blessing. We're able to add, because they kicked it out on standing, evidence, new evidence. And this new evidence, everybody, just came about, was revealed about 3 months ago, okay? After years of investigation, And those, the new evidence is so explosive. And so it's going to shock the world, everybody. This is going to shock the world. Now, for me, the biggest thing, that there's a couple things here. How will this not, how will the Supreme Court not accept this? They have children, grandchildren. They've got our election platforms. They have been deemed critical infrastructure. Right. And I believe that they need to, that they'll accept this. And when they accept it, there's no other way for them to vote once they see it. It has to be 9-0, just like they voted 9-0 on the crazy Colorado thing that our real president can't be on the ballot. So this is so nonsensical that it would be like, okay, of course we have to see this, because the evidence, everybody, you all get to see, it's all going to be revealed tonight. It's all going to be right there for the world to see. Now, what stops us? Here's what stopped us. Getting the word out that it's there. You're not going to see this on Fox News. You're not going to see it on Newsmax. You're not going to see it on Salem Media. They're not going to report this. And all the attack media, so far, they're not attacking me. So, which is a scary thing, Mel, because I love it when they attack me, because I go, hey, we're here. So we're really looking for people. We're counting on everyone out there to spread the word. You need to go to lindellplan.com. lindellplan.com, everybody. And you know what? Help us out too, because all the money we take in now, we're going to spend it on advertising to get the word out. I don't care if it takes a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, whatever it takes. Back when I dropped Absolute Proof on the world on February 5th of 21, when that movie came out, they suppressed that everywhere. They put Facebook fact check over it, and they put contains nudity and porn. They did all kinds of stuff. Shame on you, Alan Duke, in all those days. Well, 160 million people seen that movie in 3 days because of all of you out there. So this is what we need to do to save our country.
We need to talk also a little bit about what I call the fifth column in our, that's above our government, that is using lawfare. These are lawyers. Many of them came from the Mueller time and Crossfire Hurricane, and they're still up there, and they've been doing this, and they've done this to you with lawfare, with all kinds of using the weaponizing the intelligence agencies. A lot of people see it with Donald Trump, but I don't think people know the extent to which they've, and they only try to do this if you are a threat to them. People have to understand they're not going after Mike Lindell because they don't like him. They're going after him because he's a threat to this. They're protecting an institution that needs to be dismantled. So can you tell my audience a little bit about your journey since you started to try to help have free and fair elections for all Americans? Because it's never been about Republicans for you. It's been about
everything. No, absolutely not. In fact, you guys, if you know my story, I was an ex-crack cocaine addict, and I had never voted in my life. I didn't know a Republican from a Democrat. I didn't know what a liberal was, a conservative. I had no clue. I didn't know a filibuster from a millibuster, okay? Well, and you get up to, I was set free of all that on January 16th of 2009. And a divine appointment in the summer of 2016, on August 15th of 2016, I had a meeting with Donald Trump and invited me to meet him. And it was just him and I. And they said, whatever you do, don't tell him you were a crack addict. And you're not going to meet him alone. Well, I ended up being alone. And when I walked in that room, he said, Mike, he says, you always wear your cross. Are you a Christian? I said, yes, Mr. Trump. And this is a divine appointment. And we started talking. It was like talking to an old friend. I mean, it was just instantly connected. But he asked me, he says, you make your pillows here in the USA. How's that working out and stuff? I said, it's working out great. And he goes, well, I'm going to bring the manufacturing back. And it was like two CEOs talking and one asking the other one, what do you think of this? How's it working for you? It was problem solution. And he was, and then I said to him, I said, by the way, I said, I was a crack cocaine addict. And I looked at him kind of, and he goes, and I said, I'm going to have the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. which I have everybody that helps anybody in addiction for free. And he said, I'm going to stop the drugs pouring in. I'm going to build a wall so big so they can't bring these drugs in. And anyway, I walked out of his office about 40 minutes later, and I said, wow. You know, I've never met a presidential candidate before, but I met a lot of business leaders, and this guy sounded just amazing. I had never watched The Apprentice. I didn't. All I knew is it was a great entrepreneur out there, the name Donald Trump. Well, I went and talked to his employees, a lot of them, and every one of them said the same thing: great boss, great leader. But interestingly enough, everyone had a personal story where he had helped them out personally. And I just thought that was so, wow, this guy cares. And when I walked out of his office, he didn't have an agenda like, hey, vote for me, or he didn't have an agenda. Will you give me some money for my campaign? No, he was just wanting advice from some ex-crack addict from Minnesota who had the American dream, have lived the American dream from going to that to having, you know, this huge company. And that's where it was at. So, but then, you know, as we, Within 3 months, the Better Business Bureau, because I did go all in then, I did a press release and I was attacked by the media. When I did the press release and that in August of 16, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune and these rotten media came after me. I was their darling before that. They came after me. One of them called me a drug dealer. I said, I never dealt a drug in my life. I said, I tried to rid Minneapolis of drugs by doing them all. But they attacked me. Then the Crooked Better Business Bureau, horrible pay-per-play organization, they took my pillow from an A-plus to an F. Overnight, it's still an F, by the way, everybody. That's just fantastic. They did it. It was very political. I was up for their Torch Award, their highest award ever. The Better Business Bureau, I was their darling. Best customer service ever, all this stuff. And to get an A-plus with them, I mean, it was amazing. And then they find out that because I went all in for Donald Trump, they give me an F. It was disgusting. Yeah. And so that's still where that's at. But that attacks was just training. That was just training, everybody. Now you flash forward to 2019, okay? And in 2009 or 2020, right before the China virus, okay? Right before the China virus, I went on the Rose Garden speech. I did the Rose Garden speech, and I said up there, God's given us grace for such a time as this. So we need to spend time getting back in our Bibles and with our family and getting back in the Word. God, we had taken God out of our schools. A nation had turned its back on God, said all these things. And like a week later, I get this guy brings me this solution or cure to the virus. And it was a supplement. So I'm going, praise the Lord. I got to get this to the world. And I spent every dime I had. I borrowed money over $10 million to make these and put it all in. Well, then that got stopped and I got attacked. Like I've never been attacked. It was like, you think I killed someone. They're going, Mike's going to poison the world. I went on Anderson Cooper on CNN and they just attacked me for 20 minutes. And the government, the FDA, whatever, or the big pharma, they stopped this from coming out. I tried to get it to Israel. They stopped it there. Netanyahu made his dirty deal with Pfizer. Went to get to the Philippines. They stopped it there. They stopped it to get him to Brazil, up and down the Amazon to all the churches. So that all that time, though, as it was saving lives, my employees, we took it at MyPillow to be able to stay open. I never got the China virus. So the stuff worked, but it all got outdated then that year. And this is just recent. So the IRS comes at me for me trying to deduct that. And they attack MyPillow this year. So they're saying, you owe all that for you couldn't deduct that back then. I go, you guys stopped me from selling it. I got $10 million in stuff that's worthless right now. Just disgusting. So the IRS attacks me. Wow. But here's the big attacks when they started coming was, in November 4th of 2020, you guys, we all know the big deviation that happened and everything stopped. Well, if that didn't happen, we lose our country forever. And so I consider that one of the first miracles. But I'll tell you, I took calculus in ninth grade and I was a professional card counter. And I look at deviations every day and numbers every day. today I'll be looking at hundreds of podcasts and, and radio commercials and TV commercials. And if one of them does higher or lower than normal, I look into it and find out what happened, because you have to have a different input to get a different output. So one of the things in November of 2020, I spent every day from morning till night checking in these states and counties, going in the past and saying, well, what was the past and why is this different? Well, one of the things that was different, everybody, is every county I checked on in the United States and every state had people that voted in that county or state that didn't live there. It's illegal for them to vote there. But it was by the thousands and thousands for even for one county. And I, and in my mind, I'm going, there is no way that you could get that many people to say, hey, everybody, take 5,000 people. Let's go jump into Wisconsin and vote for Biden. Who's with me? Come on, let's go, everybody. Well, that just doesn't happen, everybody. And it was bothering me. Then we got down to Georgia. I went down to Georgia and on January 4th, that was for the Senate runoff. You remember that?
Yes.
The Senate runoff. And I sat there and I was down at the big rally down there to, you know, that with the president and I were down there and the, our real president. And all of a sudden it hit me and I go, you know what? I said, they've stopped us for 2 months now, stopped any investigations. And they, and you know, so Fox had suppressed it. Everything was getting suppressed. And I'm going, and then I thought to myself, I said, you know what? They're going to, this needs to, with these two senators, I actually prayed. I said, God, please, to have them steal both the senators. And everyone, you know, everyone I tell that story, they go, Mike, what, you know, why would you do that? And I go, well, I'm a marketer. And if I was them, and when I say them, everybody, here's who I believe stole our election. It wasn't Democrats.
Right.
It was the CCP, the deep state, the globalists, and the Uniparty. I didn't even know that name back then, okay?
Well, a lot of people did. Yeah,
that's right. A lot of people did. So anyway, if I was their marketer, I said, hey, guys, we got caught. They're onto us. All these guys won't shut up about this election. The whole country's in an uproar. We had to stop the election. There's too many deviations. We are caught. So what we should do is give them back a Republican so they shut up about this election. Had they done that, Mel, if they would have done that, the whole country would have said, oh, well, get them back in 2022. We still have the Senate. Wrong. You would have lost your country forever. They already had crooked senators, and they still had the voting machines. And those voting machines were never going to go anywhere. The computers that were used to steal 51 other countries, the last one being Brazil just a few months ago, my good friend, President Bolsonaro. It's a shame. The people in Brazil, they're boom, done. Okay. But here's a little quick hope there. Argentina, remember last summer, a judge ruled, hey, we're getting rid of the machines. They did it in 4 months. Paper ballots, hand counted, and they freed Argentina. So there's great things going on. Anyway, but evil was greedy, Mel, and evil is greedy, and they shoved both senators, stole them both. You know why? They had a safety net, and that safety net was January 6th, the biggest setup in history to silence our country. January 7th and 8th are two key dates, everybody, in history. Those are the 2 days they tried to silence us forever. Yep. 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed. If you mentioned Donald Trump at church or whatever, they were out, everybody was deplatformed. Now, Vimeo, YouTube, Zuckerberg's Facebook, Twitter, it didn't matter. You're silent. Anyone else that hadn't said anything, they were put into fear. They're not going to talk. It was just like Nazi Germany. Nobody's talking because of January 6th. Well, an interesting thing came out on January 7th. John Ratcliffe, head of the Department of Defense or whatever, comes out with a statement. China interfered in our election. And that was lost in all the media on January 7th. Our voice went down to a little tiny dot you could barely see. That was the lowest point in our history right there on those 2 days. Because if people didn't speak up, it was over.
Yeah.
Over forever. Now, I feel you. And by the way, everybody, I'm not being grandiose. I'm going to tell you this. God blessed me with a platform. If you read my book, I couldn't talk to two people in the same room. It was always like being in an elevator. I was very reserved. I didn't want to, it was like nervousness. I didn't, it was afraid of speaking in public, afraid of speaking to people I didn't know.
Right.
And here on January 9th, I get handed this evidence, this cyber evidence, and it was under a government gag order. The guy's name is Dennis Montgomery, worked for the CIA for decades. And all this information that he had that our whole, it was everywhere, widespread through the whole country. I had to get it to Donald Trump to sign the gag order to release it. I'm going, wow, the country's going to be free. It's going to be great. I'm excited. Well, here, I get to the White House. I'm going to make that part short. I get shooed out of the White House. They took that famous picture where I'm carrying papers that said martial law. And that was from lawyers, by the way. That wasn't the evidence. And anyway, as I'm headed over into Virginia, all defeated, Ben Carson calls me and he said, did you get it signed? I said, no. And they said, and I go, God, why did you give me this? If we we're done in 5 days, it's over. Right. And Ben said, Mike, maybe, God doesn't go by dates. He said, January 6th or December 14th or November 3rd. He said, maybe a lot of stuff has to happen and for quite a while before the truth will come out because people have to get their eyes open. He said something to that effect.
Yeah.
And it gave me a piecemeal, and I'm going, and boy, was he right, everybody. 3 years later, here we are.
Yeah.
3 years later, and we're on the gates of the Supreme Court today. Not with that evidence from back then, but evidence that's going to be the most explosive evidence you've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's so much bigger than people really realize, because even if you look back to the Bush-Gore times and the hanging chads and everything since then, and when the Democrats were on the other side and saying the machines are rigged, the machines are how it happens. And then there was also that Democratic strategist who came out and testified like that they set it up that way, that this was this is real. So what you've been doing, this mission you've been on, this endless journey is not about it's truly about giving the people back their voice, because I read some of their like the Voter Protection Project and like Mark Elias and Eisen stuff that they've been doing all over the country, 65 Project. When you actually read their writing or look at their websites, it appears to me that they don't want any American, not left, not right, not Republican, Democrat. I mean, any American to have a voice or a vote at all. I mean,
that's right. No, you're exactly right. And now, what I've learned in 3 years, one of the biggest problems I had was Republicans. And now I call them uniparty traitors is what they are. Traitors to our country, some of the worst in this country's history. Well, the first place I went was Alabama. This was the summer of 21. And I get down to Alabama and meet with the Secretary of State there. By then, everybody, I had bought everybody's voter rolls, who registered, who voted, and who was taken off the register. In Alabama, just for Alabama alone, I paid $40,000 to get that. I walked in to meet John Merrill, the Secretary of State, and I go, John, look at on your voter rolls. This came right out of the machines. This is your report from the machine. It says you have 4,662 people over the age of 110 years old that voted here in Alabama. And John looked at me and said, well, Mike, we live pretty good down here in Alabama. And I thought he was kidding, but he never did anything but block. And that was the start of Republican after Republican after Republican blocking me. Now, I want to say this. The Democrats for two decades have wanted these machines gone. Then the movie Kill Chain, everybody, in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, hundreds of Democrats, high up officials have been, and in this movie, even the Democrat cyber guys said, we've got to get rid of these machines. Amy Klobuchar named them. We have four machine companies that run our whole elections, ES&S, Dominion. She named all four, and Smartmatic, Hart, all these machine companies. She goes, these guys control everything. We have to get rid of them. This is what she said. Now I'm going, and now, with the investigation, these things go all the way back to the early 2000s. And Jimmy Kimmel asked me in the spring of 21 when I went on his show. And I went out just to get the word out because I couldn't get it out because of Lawfare. Remember, Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4, 2021, which started Lawfare. That silenced all the conservative media. Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media, none of them will talk about elections. That's what we're up against today, by the way. Now, when Jimmy Kimmel asked me on national TV, he said, Mike, if your friend Donald Trump had been selected, like you say, instead of Biden, would you still be sounding the alarm? I said, absolutely, I would. You guys, this ain't about, they mocked me for 2 years, actually 3 years. It just recently ended a little bit where they're going, Mike Lindell, the conspiracy theorist, he wants to overturn the 2020 election. He says it'll be a 9-0 vote at the Supreme Court. If you look back in time, what I was saying back then was, hey, we've got to get rid of the machines. And if it ever gets to the Supreme Court, with the evidence we have in all our elections, this wasn't just 2020. We had evidence going all the way back to the early 2000s. In fact, Clint Curtis,
right.
He's done work for me now. And I met him last year, and he's a Democrat. He voted for Biden, and he admits it. But he's the first guy that set up the algorithms in the early 2000s to steal elections with these machines. And he did it. And then he found out the Republicans were doing it. They're using his algorithm to steal the election. So he went public with it and told the world. And the Netherlands, everybody, they the only ones that listen, they go, what now? What do we do, Clint? What do we do now that you hacked in and did this? And you have this algorithm, and Clint said nothing. You can't do a thing. Throw them in the ocean. And the Netherlands, they got rid of their machines in 5.5 months, went to paper ballots, hand count, and have not looked back. And this is where we're at, everybody. We get one shot at this. One shot at saving our country. These electronic voting machines have to go. They have to go. We've got to go to paper ballots, hand count. And anybody out there that says, no, we can't. There's not enough time. Well, Argentina just did it in 4 months. Yeah. I want to say another thing, Mel. We are also working on the ground. If anybody, I can't say enough, you guys go to lindellplan.com and help us. We need your help right now, not just spreading the word. We need funds. We need funding. I ran out of stuff to fund. I got $40 million in this.
People have to understand, you put your whole fortune, your everything into this, and you fly all over. You are always on a plane. You're always showing up. And again, this is about God and freedom and liberty and the future of this nation. It is nothing to do with politics. It has to do with our country has been captured. You brought up before the four things that are running this country, and none of them are our elected officials right now.
Oh, and we get blocked, and I'm tired of it. We also have the Lindell plan. We have a ground game too. Not just the Supreme Court stuff. We have the ground game where we're going county by county to get rid of these machines. Most states at the county level, you can vote them out.
Right.
But we have a big thing going on. This is disgusting. I'll tell you about this blocking in South Dakota. So here's South Dakota. My team in South Dakota about 3 weeks ago, led by Jessica over there, and she, head of our Cause of America. They meet in Pierce, South Dakota. About over half the counties of South Dakota show up because they have a unique thing in their law there. You only need 5% of the registered voters in your county to sign a petition, and then it goes to a vote to get rid of the machines or not.
Oh, wow.
So all these counties did it. The first county that went up to, this was 2 days ago now, but right before that, the legislatures mostly all Republican in South Dakota tried to shove a bill through to stop these citizens from their right. And the Senate voted to stop them, and we won the House by one vote, everybody, so we could move forward. So here they get to the first county. I think it's called Lawrence County. I'm just going to throw it out there. I think it's Lawrence County. It's over by Deadwood. And I could have it wrong. Let Alan Duke fact check me. I don't care. So we got Lawrence County. Well, these guys, there were five of them, and we're going to put them on my show tonight. We're putting their phone numbers up, their emails, everything up. They voted against their own citizens, even though they brought the petition to them. They denied them. They denied them. And they let this lawyer there talk, this corrupt lawyer that's not a politician, for 40 minutes on saying, you know what, if you guys vote for this, it could be a crime. You know, they're trying to use that against them. And so these guys vote against the citizens. Well, I'll tell you the crime is you just committed the crime against us, the citizens.
Exactly.
So we're going after them full force. That's what I tell you about blockers. Mel, these are uniparty blockers. Give me another example. Cleburne County, Arkansas. They went to paper ballots last year. They voted out all the counties in Arkansas were going to follow suit. A guy by the name of Kim Hammers, it's a guy, he went and shoved it through the Senate. And the Senate, all Republicans, the Senate pushes this bill through. And here's what the bill said. If you are a county in Arkansas that goes to paper ballots, you get defunded immediately. Are you kidding? Get your machines back. What is with these guys? I'll tell you who they are. They're uniparty Republicans. Somebody got to them.
Right.
Somebody got to them. Either they're compromised or in a the number one guy in the country is Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. Number two is crooked Robin Voss of Wisconsin. So we're going after these guys, and we're not going to have it anymore. So
yeah, and there's a real issue too, which has to be addressed too. There is the Soros money. You know, when you talk of Smartmatic, I've done shows on Moloch Brown, who's his right hand man, is a Smartmatic guy, and then we had the Zuckerbucks. You know, and they rebranded. They now call themselves they were not allowed to be in many counties. Now they've rebranded as the Center for Election Excellence or something. And then you have the foreign money from the WE Sky, a 1630 project or whatever that is, Arabella Partners. I mean, this should be illegal. The American people have to understand that they buy and pay for these people. And then I scoop down and I'm looking into these secretaries of states, same money. I'm looking into all the voter protection project, this same money. There are 10 billionaires that have foundations of some sort that are going through the back end through NGOs that should be illegal. And they are capturing county by county, the local officials that run the elections. That must be what's happening.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's a lot to that too. You know, when Walmart canceled MyPillow, if you look back, when Walmart canceled MyPillow, we had a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop, and I put the conversation with Hunter Biden and the chairman of Walmart.
Right.
Those two had a 40-minute conversation. We played it on my show on Lindell TV. We played it, and he kept asking, this is in 2018, how do I buy these counties? How do I pay for this to get rid of Donald Trump? Right. That's what he's asking on this tape. It's disgusting. Then you got Walmart making their products overseas, over 10,000 products out of China, copying USA entrepreneurs and stuff. This is what we're up against.
Right.
These Secretary of States, I'm glad you brought them up. I will tell this. I believe there's only one that I would trust even in my building I'm in. And that is that Wyoming one. I haven't met him yet, but I've heard good things. But all the other ones, not one good thing. I've met with a lot of them. They're uniparty. There's something wrong with them. When you have a different agenda and you're doing things, and this is Republican and Democrat Secretary of State, when you're doing things to the people that don't even help your own party, there's a hidden agenda, everybody. They are so corrupt. But remember, that's what the secretaries are in charge, most in charge of our election.
Elections.
Now,
right.
The attorney generals are a different story. We probably have, I would say, half of the Republican attorney generals are pretty good. I mean, they were going to help me back when we did the first time we tried to get to the Supreme Court. They were on board. And then, of course, then Biden does this big deflection. If you have 100 people in your company, you got to take a shot. Well, all the attorney generals, everyone, hey, we got to go take care of this, right? So it's a big deflection. But you know what, Mel? We weren't ready back then. This open door now that we have to the Supreme Court today, this evidence that's going to shock the world, that's put on there. And remember, you guys, this, and by the way, there's also going to be more filed next week.
Right.
We'll be talking about that after this is filed. This opens the door. This opens the door. And now you can't, if the whole world knows about this, this is what's so important. If you're watching, if anybody's watching, you need to spread the word about this case. You go there. We're going to have it posted on LindellPlan.com. We're going to have the whole case posted there. You can get there, and we're going to need help. What do we need help for? We need help to take in money, because every dime over the next 2 days that's taken in, I'm going to use that to advertise this everywhere I can, including tens of millions of email blasts, text marketing, maybe billboards, any place I can. Because you know what? Fox News, these guys aren't going to help us, everybody. It's up to all of you.
Yeah, and I want to also make clear, I have a pretty big international audience as well. This is the same people that are capturing elections all over the world. This is not an American problem. I keep saying, you know,
That's
Donald
right.
Trump says they're not after me, they're after you, I'm in the way. I also say they're not after America, they're after the world, and America
Yep.
is in the way. So your mission to do this is the is what can happen in the rest of the world. This is a global, and this also goes with MyPillow as well. These are global multinational corporations and business people and billionaires and bankers that are manipulating many of the world's elections, including our own. And the people of all these nations need to be empowered to take back their countries. And we're creating the blueprint.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know when this started out? This is back. It was back in January of 21, when I was the only one just raising my hand every day and just getting attacked. I talked to the Venezuela underground so many times. And in Venezuela, they were cheers on these videos. I mean, they're just crying. They're going, Mike, please never stop. They said, we have been waiting 20 years now, or we've been waiting and hoping it would happen to the United States someday, like it happened to them in 2002, where their country was taken by the machines. And then they couldn't, of course, you're not going to vote them out because you can't vote them out with the machines. You know, it's like, you think they're going to vote themselves out, everybody? It ain't happening. So they were hoping it happened here, that somehow, some way, the opening would get there and the whole world would see the problems. Now, here's the great hope. Remember, I said 51 countries have been taken by the machine. Yep. 51, everybody. It's about, you know, and almost all of South America, I believe all of South America, but the last one being Brazil, yep, where they lost it there. No paper ballots, just these machines. They took a guy fresh out of prison, 15 million votes flipped in that election. Now, but here's the hope. Like I said earlier, Argentina last summer, one judge made a decision, said, hey, we're getting rid of the machines. And they did it in 4 months. They're vulnerable. And they saved Argentina for, you know, for decades. They've been under, you know, this horrible communism rule. And yeah, here, look at Taiwan, everybody. Taiwan just did it, saved themselves from China. They have some of the best hand counting in the world. Other countries, I've studied all their hand counting system.
Yeah.
You got France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands. I've studied them and met with them. And our system we developed here in the United States, that our team, I have a girl named Linda Rant on my team from Missouri. She developed the best hand counting system using all these things in the world. And everyone's going, well, that's great, Mike. And I said, well, here's the deal. But have we used it? Has it been proven? Yes. A year ago in Osage County, Missouri, we used this hand count in their election. Democrats, Republicans working together.
Yeah.
And they got done the same time as the machines with 100% accuracy. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's happened all over the world. People have to understand this is because I think people have been programmed to believe that computers can do it better. I also think that the hanging chads, Bush v. Gore, part of that underlying story, narrative there was that we needed the machines. It's actually the opposite.
That was the setup. People are more capable.
Go ahead, explain that.
Yeah, that was the setup. Those hanging chads. Remember this, the machines actually, I believe, started in Canada and they were tablets. And now in order to get a good sales pitch going for it to have the United States, why not bring in these hanging chads in Florida? Because that got international news. Well, here's the solution. We've got some computers here. You don't want that to happen again. You know, and then when Cliff Curtis went through and said, hey, they're easy to hack. I hacked it. Boom. Here's an algorithm. They even believe when Bush won 51-49, they believe the Democrat believed that computers were used then. Now, here's what they asked me. They asked me one time, the media did when they were attacking me. And they go, yeah, Mike, do you trust the 2016 election? And I said, I don't trust any election where machines were used. Period.
Right.
I wouldn't bet anything on it because you don't know. And a computer, and I've said this before, you know, with computers, I have computers all over my pillow, thousands of or hundreds of them for sure, all over the country. And when they go down, when there's a problem, you know, or they get hacked, we get hacked at my pillow.
Right.
But when these things happen, you know, you fix it, and it usually it just costs you money. But when it happens in election, you lose your country, everybody, or you can. That's the difference. We're at a time in history. We're at an apex in history. I bring this up, too, with artificial intelligence coming in. And I'm telling you, who's going to regulate that? If you take, if this continues on the way it is, and we're not electing right. people that we trust, the people that are going to be regulating that are going to be the evil that's trying to steal our country right now. And it's over then, everybody. You can frame anybody for anything. I was just down in Phoenix and cars are driving around with no drivers. I sign a thing. If you get killed, it's not our fault. That's the series. You sign the thing when you get in the car.
They came up and took your phone. This rogue intelligence agency.
They take my phone. FBI takes my phone, surrounds me. I go, if this happened at night, I would have bashed between them, headed down the road and look for a real cop or a cop. And this is what they're doing. They're weaponizing.
Right.
They don't want, and I want to tell everybody, Mel, you brought it up. There, you think that since August, when I announced the plan to secure our elections, that's when the attacks on MyPillow have been the highest in history. We have been teetering on the edge. I mean, it has been... We were debanked, merchant server, all of our vendors, they went after them. American Express just flew the coop on us. They're in on it. We squished our credit, everything down to nothing. My employees, this is an employee-owned company.
I know.
Everyday attack. Do you think they're still attacking me because Mike Lindell wants to overturn the 2020 election? They're attacking me because I'm right over target on these computers. And these voting machines. And today is the day, everybody. You know, I was on Bannon this morning. I threw on my tinfoil hats here. Look at this. So here's all the tinfoil hats they always send me, right? So I got to throw them on the floor. It's over today at the Supreme Court. And we're going to, you guys, this the evidence that's going to drop is the most explosive I've ever seen. This isn't evidence we had back then either. This isn't like you said evidence.
We needed to wait till this time because the truth is also, and this is another good thing that's happened, no matter what anyone that's watching thinks of RFK Jr., he also is very aware that they will not allow him to win either. So anyone out there that is watching this and wants to vote for him should get on Team No Machines right now. They say, you know, you have to really be honest that this is not about left or right, not Republican and Democrat. This is about a group of people that believe that they are above our country and should decide who gets a voice in this nation, who gets a vote, and who gets to run the show here. So, I mean, it's about everyone. And I want to also remind people about MyPillow, because something that you said about Trump in the beginning, the reason he invited you originally, you didn't know him, you weren't pals. The reason he invited you was because MAGA was about reinvigorating the American manufacturing sector, bringing industry back, all of that. And you happen to be one of the most successful entrepreneurial CEOs of a company that makes great products in America. Everyone loves them. This is insanity. What happened at Bed Bath & Beyond? I mean, that's what that you were putting everyone else out of business. He invited you there because you were a successful American company manufacturing here. It was important to you that you were an American company, an American entrepreneur, an American CEO with people that live and work here. And I think that it's really important that people understand that that is an issue with them, too. This whole globalist thing is a big deal to them.
100%. And remember, MyPillow, this is an employee-owned company. They are... If it wouldn't have been for like people like your audience that takes, you know, that buys their products and supported us during this time, you know, it's a win-win-win. And by the way, don't you? Now look at that. Look at that. And what's your promo code?
It's next to me on this.
Mel, what's your promo code?
Oh, Mel K. Mel K is my
Mel
promo
K,
code.
Everybody. And this is why I can go around and get things done to secure our elections is knowing that MyPillow is going to, even though it's blown full of holes right now, that it's still floating because of all of your support. So I encourage you to.
I don't want you to underestimate. I don't want people to the quality of your product happens to be the best quality there is. The best towels, the best sheets, the best everything. Yep. It's real. And it's an American company that has the best quality. And that should matter a lot to people.
Absolutely. You know, when I first invented MyPillow, by the way, this one right here, this is the original MyPillow Premium. And with the Giza covered now. You use that promo code Mel K, you're going to get this for, I think it's less than $25, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's a bargain.
We've got so many things on sale with for the podcasts and the shows out there and hosts like yourself that have supported MyPillow. I have been here, actually, I'm going to be honest, for the last 3 months. It's been so hard because I've had to spread my time between trying to get everything ready to get these our elections secure, get these machines gone, and then still over here, have to get back here to get MyPillow because it gets, here's another thing that canceled. Here's another one that canceled. And remember, all the stores that canceled MyPillow, yes. Their number one selling product in history was MyPillow in every one of them. That includes Walmart, the number one $50 buy-through in history. They all these Bed Bath Beyond, Kohl's, Walmart, Costco, all of them, we were number one. QVC, number one. Home Shopping Channel, number one.
Crazy.
Why did they cancel? Because Mike Lindell wants to have secure elections. My employees, and then MyPillow, they get sued by a machine company. You guys, two machine companies sue MyPillow. Smartmatic and Dominion sue MyPillow. Now get this. Here's their premise of their suit. They sued because it's an elaborate scheme for their MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, is making money off promo codes. That's what it's a marketing scheme. So MyPillow's business goes up as we've lost $250 million.
Oh my God, that's totally the opposite. No, yeah. That's what you know what that's about is that my show can only survive because of MyPillow. And there's hundreds of me out there that it is because of Mike Lindell and MyPillow and the Mel K code and everyone else's codes. So you know what? It's really about information. They don't want your information out there, not from me, not from the networks, not from anyone. So what you're talking about now that they chose the code thing to be their thing. Right. No, that's about controlling information, shutting down your ability to have people that's like right. me have a voice. And on top of that, yeah. let's just tap on because you have now have Lou Dobbs over at Frank's Speech. And I think people yep. should know that because I love him and everyone does. And everyone saw what happened to him at Fox. So mm-hmm. I wanted you to also tell people that they should, Frank's yeah. Speech is yeah, still
you
doing
guys,
great.
You guys, back when my voice was getting canceled in 21, that's why I built frankspeech.com and Lindell TV. Yeah. You guys can get over there. We have a lineup. We have Emerald Robinson. Here's our Saturday afternoon and night lineup. Emerald Robinson, they came over from Newsmax because they canceled her out
right.
for bad mouth in the vaccine. Then we got Steve Bannon, then Lou Dobbs, then myself. We got the Gateway Pundit. We have all these people over there that yep. Are putting out the news, and they've been canceled. Most of them have been canceled.
Right.
They are being attacked because of our voice. That's what they don't want today. They want you all to stay silent about the Supreme Court case that we're filing in a couple hours. When that gets filed, everybody, as long as people see this, and if you're friends with, if you know the justices, and you know, they have those nine justices, they have friends, family, they have neighbors, they've seen the destruction of our country.
Yeah.
When they see this explosive evidence that's going to shock the world, I would say they're going to grab it so fast and go, hey, we got to rule on this now. 9-0. And everyone says, well, what's the relief here? You guys, we hope it's an injunction against the machine and say, hey, our machines, they're critical infrastructure, our elections, we've got to go to paper ballots, hand counted. But this certiorari, you guys, is actually to push it back to the other part of this is to push it back to Arizona and say, you guys did wrong. You judges down there did wrong. How dare you kick cases out for standing? Do you know, Mel, in the United States here since the 2020 election, when they say all these the evidence was proved, debunked, it was debunked. Not one judge in the United States, everybody, has looked at the evidence based on merit. Right. Not one. Now, one judge in Georgia, remember, she said this case is going forward, the Curling case, which,
yes.
by the way, this case at the Supreme
right.
Court is very similar to that.
Right.
When they pushed that case forward, they said, the judge said, hey, experts looked at these machines and there's problems. We're going to listen to them in court. And if you question the machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
So that's when I took off my tinfoil hat and that case went to court January 9th. My Alex Halderman, the expert, he's on the left. He hacked into the machine right in front of the judge with a ballpoint pen and flipped the whole election in 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay. This is the problems we have that you've never heard out there. A Democrat, three Democrats ran in Georgia. The one Democrat, her and her husband, got zero votes in her own precinct, everybody.
Right.
And crooked Brad Ratzenberger comes in and goes, it's a programming error. Well, you know, if you're a Democrat in Georgia, you want to tell, and I'm telling you this, they have the triple count of crime down there. Brian Kemp, Chris Carr, and Brad Ratzenberger. Those are all Republicans. If you're a Democrat in Georgia, you're not going to win down there. You know, you're not. Unless, of course, here, Joe Biden, You know, I mean, isn't that weird?
Yeah,
you talk about
weird.
A uniparty. You yes. talk about a uniparty. Brad Raffensperger blocks Donald Trump. The uniparty hates Donald Trump. They block him, but yet they make no Democrat wins on the down tickets because he that's kind of crazy. Hey, let's go vote all Republican and then we'll vote for Biden. Kind of like if everyone remembers Carrie Lake in Arizona in 2022, she got a quarter million less votes than the no-name auditor Republican. So that means everybody, and down there, everybody voted Republican, except for, you know what, I'm not going to vote for Carrie Lake. I'm going to vote for Katie Hodge, the most corrupt, rotten Secretary of State in history.
Right. You know? I mean, that's what we're dealing with now. But everyone needs to get involved. And like you said, I don't like these people that are talking like, well, they're going to cheat. They're going to this and that. I'm sure you remember. I do it on my show a lot. I read that Molly Ball article from Time magazine where they admit it. They admit it. We should have righteous indignation that they do not deserve to take our voice or our vote or our country, because that is what's happened. And it's not left or right. So tell everyone where to go to get involved. We need to make sure everyone gets involved.
We made it very simple.
Great.
LindellPlan.com, everybody. LindellPlan.com. You can go there. We need help. We need donation. We need help now. We need money now so we can get the word out. Every dime's going to be spent to help save your country. And you can also, all the other links there to my Election Crime Bureau, the Cause of America. You want to get involved? All this is right there. You got to get the apps, the Frank Social app. That's an app. That's even not even Frank Speech. That's like a Facebook app I developed for our election.
Right.
So you can get involved. It's a one-stop shop. And you're going to get, and that's where we're going to post this case. Tonight, you're going to have to, everybody start sharing this evidence around the world. We can't, it's like this. I've said it before. I've been sitting on cyber evidence that I posted on Frank's speech. If you go to Inside the Machines, it's been up there. Back then, the lawyer said, they put out report number 1, 2, and 3. And I said, people don't care about reports anymore. They want to see the guts of it. They want to see the evidence. So I put it up there against their advice, and it's been up there. Nobody said a word about it. The media doesn't say, look it, here it is.
Nope.
But this is different, everybody. This is not that cyber evidence. This is new evidence that is so shocking that everyone, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, if you see this, you're going to go, what? We got to melt down these machines and turn them into prison bars tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Democrat, Republican has nothing to do with it. That's not what the 2024 election about. It's about ideology, direction of this country, and remaining America. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights are on the line. We got to take back this country, and that means no machines and making sure that there's honest, fair elections that are actually ours, because that's not what's been going on. Mike Lindell, you're the best of the best. Thank you so much. Everyone, go to MyPillow as well. Help them out. They have the best products. Our whole house is MyPillow, or everything we have, towels, sheets, everything. It's the best. Use the code Mel K, Mike Lindell, everyone go over to his site, check it out. And also, Mike, people that want to get involved locally in their counties and do all of that, there's information for them too, that they can find out where to go, where they are.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to, you want information in your counties, go to franksocial.com,
right.
Frank Social, or go Frank Social, get the app, Frank Social app. In fact, you know what? Go to the app store and put Mike Lindell apps. There's three apps, the Mike Lindell Courage app, Frank Speech, and Frank Social. There you can sign up for, you'll be on for the Cause of America. The Mike Lindell Courage app, you can get involved right in your own neighborhood, everybody. So go get them right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. We'll see you soon.
Well, thank you.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.